got to go over there.
Keira Knightley talking to Five Live's Stephen Chittenden. Let's have a word with Dr. Véronique Barbalet, who is a research fellow at the Overseas Development Institute, which is an independent think tank on foreign, humanitarian and development issues. Can you explain for us in layman terms, Dr. Barbalet, what has triggered this violence that has engulfed this new country since December 2013?
Yes. Well, the current conflict is really a political crisis. And unfortunately, it's a political crisis that has been underplayed along ethnic lines, with the consequences that it had on civilian populations and civilian populations being targeted. And this political crisis really is the result of years of divisions and conflicts within South Sudan. And really what happened is in 2005, you have a peace agreement between the north and the south in Sudan that dealt with that issue of conflict between the north and the south, and created a vision for the independence of South Sudan. What it did not do, though, is to create a vision for what a South Sudan that was peaceful and united would be. And I think that's where the underlying issues came out. There were divisions and conflicts that were never dealt with during the wartime or during time of peace. And these are coming up now in this new conflict.
Why are opposition fighters fighting with government forces? What are they fighting over or for?
They're fighting over, the leaders are fighting over power, that's for sure. So there is a power struggle there. This is also the result of discussions around the presidential elections that were to come up in 2015. So you have the president, Salva Kiir, and the former vice president, Dr. Riek Machar, who both want to be the next candidate of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, which is a ruling party. So the fight is really over that. But what you have is also you have a national army. That's an army that's made up of small militia groups that are aligned with different ethnic groups. So when the leadership started fighting and having this division, you see a national army that did the same thing and turned violent to follow their leaders.
How to resolve this then? Is it possible to resolve? Do you look at other countries where there have been this vicious ethnic fighting that have been resolved?
It can be resolved. And I think it's important to remember that the people of South Sudan have struggled for 50 years to have an independent South Sudan. And they won't let it go. They will make it happen. A few things need to happen. I mean, I think right now, and Keira Knightley was pointing out this, the humanitarian situation is very dire and it needs attention now. Now, in the long term, you need a political settlement. You need a solution. And that's a solution that can only come with time, with negotiations, hopefully with an inclusive process where you have civil society, young members of society, women, church groups involved in that settlement.
Right. Do you look at places like Rwanda and see that there is some kind of model there?
Well, I don't know if it can be compared, but I think definitely looking at Rwanda and the violence there, it gives hope for a country like South Sudan. And in South Sudan, it needs to be remembered that there were factions and conflicts within the south in the previous war that were not resolved.
Right.
And reconciliation did not happen. And so I think the result of the violence you see now and the ethnic division is a sign of this. So there needs to be an investment in reconciliation at the leadership level, as well as at the level of communities between people and neighbors. They can live together and they will eventually live together. But that dialogue and that process of reconciliation needs to happen.
Can I ask you about the makeup of those who are fighting? Does either side recruit children to fight?
There's been allegations and there's an estimate of 9,000 child soldiers having been recruited in this current conflict. Unfortunately, the recruitment of child soldiers has happened in the previous conflict as well. It's very striking. I was in South Sudan first when I was 24 years old, and every other 24-year-old I met was either a former refugee or a former child soldier. So you're talking about generations that have been touched by this. And that's why the use of child soldiers is a very important one to address, because these 9,000 children are children that will be traumatized by war. They need to get education. They have a right to be children. And this is the next generation of South Sudan. So it's important that they don't think that violence and war is the solution. And so recruitment needs to stop. And there's been a lot of work towards demobilizing these children, as well as talking to the two parties in the conflict for them to stop recruitment.
Do you have a view, personal view, about the role that people like famous celebrities like Keira Knightley can play? Do you Do you think it's a shame that a voice like hers has to be used to bring attention to this, or do you not mind as long as attention is brought?
I think it's important that everybody who can help the situation helps the situation. And I think different people have a different role. So, of course, people like me who work on these issues, who write about it, we're important in terms of bringing the analysis. But Keira Knightley has a different outreach. So she can also play her role in doing this. And I think it's by bringing all these people together that we can have an impact altogether and raise awareness on such an important issue.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Véronique Barbalet, who is from the Overseas Development Institute. It's an independent think tank on foreign, humanitarian and development issues.